This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's 27 minutes to 7 here on a Monday morning.
It is.
If you're waking up to our dulcet tones, hello!
Oh, God.
Hello!
So loud. Way too loud.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
This is Big Bear Mark. I'm joined by Luke the Wonder Cub. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Luke the Deaf Cub now.
The Deafs.
You screaming down the microphone.
Well, I was waking people up because
I'm awake now. Oh, God. I was having a nice nap a minute ago and now it's all happening.
Well, good. You got to be up for the show.
What
you got to be
even
up.
Going
What's
on?
Happening? It's like you can't be there sleeping on the job.
I could.
Well, you could.
Just lean on the buttons.
It would just be me going, good morning.
It'd be 2.5 hours of music.
Yeah, 2.5 hours of music. Exactly.
Yeah.
But instead of two and a half hours of music, we've got 2.5 hours of exciting entertainment for you.
Of course, as we do every Monday.
Making your Mondays more bearable.
Yes.
As we do.
So today on the show, we do have lots of great music. Of course, we do have another giveaway for you guys. If you're not sick of pancakes yet, then today might be the day that you get sick of them.
Maybe. Well, you might get some more pancakes.
Yeah, I'm picturing like one person winning every week and just like having this massive amount of pancake vouchers and then just going to have this massive, like book the whole store out.
That's cool. Why wouldn't you? Try to collect the set, yeah.
Yeah.
And like get hundreds of dollars worth of pancake parlor vouchers and then go take your friends for a party.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
It's great. Have a pancake fest.
Exactly.
Love it.
Love it.
Also on the show today, we're going to have a bit of a chat about a few interesting things going on in the world.
Well, yes, it was that once a year excitement thing happening on the weekend.
The excitement thing.
Well, you know, well, for some people it was the excitement thing. It wasn't that excitement thing for me, but you know.
Yes. And of course, Robbie will be joining us later in the show as well.
Barely Believable.
An episode of Barely Believable, taking us on a journey somewhere magical and exciting.
Yes.
Which is very, very cool. So it's all happening here on the Brekkie Bears, as
it
always.
It is indeed.
How was your weekend, Mark?
It was good. I had a lovely weekend, actually. Spent some time with friends and avoided the city on Saturday night.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about later.
Yes.
But, I had a lovely time. Yeah. It was really nice and went out to breakfast. One of the things I absolutely love about Melbourne is going out for breakfast on Sunday.
Yes.
I love it.
It's a must.
Yeah, so we actually went over to Collingwood this weekend with a friend and had breakfast, and it was absolutely lovely.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
I love it. Love it, love it.
So many good breakfast places. I find it really stressful, actually, sometimes, because there's so many breakfast places I want to go to, and it's really hard to decide which one. I get really anxious about it.
Oh, see, I don't get anxious because I love the variety. It's like, I like going to different places, so each weekend we'll go to somewhere different.
Yeah, same with us, but it's just, yeah, I don't know. I get really, like, stressed about if it's going to be good or not, and I want to make sure I go to the best place, and then what if it's really busy and there's like you can't get a seat and then do we take the dogs or not? I don't know. There's too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking is hard.
No, it's not. It's good. You just go relax and have a coffee and I love my coffee and, you know, some eggs.
Yeah.
I had some eggs and chorizo. It was lovely.
Nice.
What about you?
We did go out last night, on Saturday night, which we'll talk about later on. To that thing. Small thing that happened. 580,000 people came along. That Saturday night. And, apart from that, the weekend was pretty relaxed, to be honest. I'm off to Sydney later this week. So.
Oh, that's right. You're going off to some gay thing.
Yeah, some gay thing.
In Sydney.
Yes.
With videos.
Yeah.
Videos.
Videos. How old are you right now? Going to go that thing in Sydney with videos.
Yes. Go and watch your stories on the
ducking
TV.
Ducking up to GX Australia. It's Australia's first LGBT video game conference.
Oh, how exciting.
It's very exciting. It's very cool. It'll be a totally inclusive space, especially for young kids who are, you know, questioning maybe their sexuality and don't quite fit in and stuff like that. It'll be
hot
nice.
Gamer nerds. Lovely.
Hot gamer nerds. Well, yeah, that too, I guess. I'm sort of thinking of it more as like a really positive thing for people that maybe aren't so super comfortable in big spaces.
Yeah.
No, it's that good. Don't feel like are LGBT friendly. That's, so that
spend their time in the dark playing with video games.
We all do, you know? And I think as kids you need to want to fit in.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do.
Yeah, so I think this is nice. So
it's nice.
That's happening this weekend up in Sydney at the Technology Park. So
down at Redfern.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
I haven't been there before. Is it nice there? Is it
it's like, just the old train yard.
Is it big?
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay. So doing that. So this weekend, my point is the weekend just passed was kind of about just relaxing and just hanging out with my partner and just kind of laying a bit low for the most part because I'm away over the weekend coming, you know? So, yeah.
You know what I found surprising this morning?
What's that?
I woke up and there was frost on my windscreen.
Which is weird.
Isn't it? It's like, it's not even, it's still summer.
Yeah.
And I'm getting frost on my windscreen already.
Well, it's meant to be warm today as well. So it's
and tomorrow.
Very weird. Tomorrow's going to be awful.
Super hot.
Ugh, like 37 or something.
But there's still frost on the windscreen.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It's weird at the moment.
Yeah.
It's all strange.
It's all very strange.
Yes. I'm going to play some more music for you now. Some Leona Lewis, Fire Under My Feet.
Ooh, that would hurt.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible. Hopefully it's a metaphor and she's okay.
Hopefully it's a good song then. It'd be awful if it was titled that and it was a bad song.
I wrote this for nothing. My feet are burnt.
Burnt.
This is Leona Lewis here on the Brecky Bears.
I got fire under my feet and I feel it in my heartbeat. Oh, you can put out these flames.
So we've been talking about our weekends. What's been happening?
Yeah. Anything happened on your weekend exciting?
Well, no. I mean, I actually went out with some friends on Saturday night and, as I said, I did breakfast. But and I watched a movie.
What did you watch?
I watched Legend, which is the new Tom Hardy movie about the Cray brothers.
Right.
Which was very interesting. I mean, I actually know a lot about the Crays because I've seen quite a few documentaries and things like that about them.
Yes.
And his portrayal was interesting, and the way he did both brothers because they're twins.
Yes,
and the way he did the two brothers was very interesting.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like two Tom Hardys.
Well, did you see the other pictures of Tom Hardy
in the boat? The naughty ones. No, I didn't.
They're very impressive.
He's not my thing.
He's
not my type. You know how people swoon over celebrities? I don't do that.
Not
those ones. Not those ones. No.
Well, there must be some celebrities you do.
I sound like Michael Chiklis.
Yes.
For example.
Oh, yeah, you'd love him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, who doesn't? But, I don't watch movies that often anymore. Have you seen Deadpool yet? I feel like everyone's talking about Deadpool. Everyone's raving about it.
No, I haven't.
I don't know if I buy into the hype. I'm not sure about it.
I want to see it, but I'm just going to wait a little while, I think.
Mm.
And let people, because I've heard people I trust have seen it and said it's very good.
Yeah.
My partner's not a fan of Ryan Reynolds.
See, neither am I. I think he's really annoying, and that's put me off the whole thing.
Yeah, he thinks
they're like,
he's really annoying,
but you don't
too.
See him much because he's in the suit and the mask. It's like, yeah, but you can hear his voice, and voice is actually the most annoying part about it. So it doesn't actually help that it's just his voice. It's like, no, that's bad. I'd rather look at him than hear him. You know what I mean? It's just he's irritating.
Yeah, it's funny. My partner has a thing. It's like he doesn't like the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Oh, he's great. Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I love him.
He doesn't like
he's
him
amazing.
Either.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's like,
no, your partner's wrong in that one.
Oh, well.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Smarter than your average breakfast radio show. Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, we're going to be talking about the weekend that just happened, specifically White Night on Saturday night.
Exactly.
And quite the White Night it was.
Yes, and we are then going to be talking about what happens with exes when they become friends.
Yes, if they do.
If they do.
If you
and
even
that's
bother
the point.
With that.
If you can be bothered, yeah.
Yes. Saturday night. So now, yeah. Of course, I mean, it's no surprise. It was quite a large night here in Melbourne.
What was it? White night.
White night.
White night.
Yeah, it was the fourth white night that they've had. I can't remember, it's been four already. That's pretty crazy.
I know.
Now, 580,000 people came out to see the city, see the lights, and it all lit up, and, you know, saw some really cool things.
Now, you came into town, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So we came in at midnight, because from previous years we learned that peak hour is like sort of 9 to 11 thereabouts.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be stuck in the massive amount of people. Yeah. Yeah. So we thought, we'll go at midnight. So we went at midnight, and we were there for about 3.5 hours or so. Pretty decent effort.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, we had an okay sort of night. It wasn't bad, but I've noticed that a lot of people have been really vocal and negative about it on social media, saying that it wasn't as big as last year, wasn't as good.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Now, I didn't go this year. I've been the two previous years.
Yeah.
But we decided not to go this year just because of the sheer crowds.
Yeah.
It gets a bit much, and especially, well, I didn't realise, but you were saying that around Flinders Street, they didn't have the light up on Flinders Street Station and all that sort of stuff.
And that was part of their plan. It was to, because previous years, and if you've been previous years, you'd know this, but it really bottlenecked around Flinders Street Station.
Oh, God, yeah.
In a really bad kind of way. Like, too many people, you could barely move, people got hurt. It certainly wasn't it was like the main part people went to, so it was super crowded. So to try and minimise that this year and spread it out, they didn't have any lights on Flinders Street or the Forum, and they didn't really have anything on the river either.
It's a little disappointing, though, that they didn't do that.
It was. When you look at previous years and when they're advertising White Night, they show photos from previous years and there's these elaborate projections on Flinders Street Station, which is iconic as a place in Melbourne. It's one of the most iconic locations you have in Melbourne. So to not use it at all, I understand try and prevent the bottlenecking, but at the same time, you know, it was disappointing. It was very underwhelming. You know, but we were like, oh, there's nothing. There's nothing at all.
But you had some good experience. Like, there were some nice bits.
Yeah, there were some nice parts.
You were telling me, I think you really like the ultraviolet ice cream.
Found some glow-in-the-dark ice cream, which was fantastic, just because it was novelty. So that was really interesting. But also, the Melbourne City Baths, they had a 3D projection in the pool of, like, a creature moving through the pool and bumping into little other sea creatures and stuff.
Yeah, and I've seen the video you got, and it does look good.
Yeah, it was really cool. I imagine swimming in that pool while that was happening.
Yeah.
So weird. So it was really cool as well, and the queue for that looked quite long, but in reality it was only about 10 minutes to line up because everyone was moving through quite quickly,
yeah.
There was the giant golden monkey on Town Hall.
That's cute. I want them to keep that.
They should leave it there, right?
They should leave it. Totally leave it there. That would be cool. Great.
Yeah, and there's some cool stuff around, you know? So I really liked it. It was really lame, but went to Acme, and they had a half an hour video of, it was the Internet Cat Video Movie Marathon.
Oh.
So it was just like half an hour of just internet cat videos back to back.
I love it.
And a whole theater of people sitting there giggling and going, oh, and just like loving the cats, and the cats all like doing stupid things. You know, I've seen half of them before online, shared on Facebook and stuff, but it was funny to sit in the cinema at like, you know, 3 a.m. with like, you know, 200 people watching cat videos and you're all laughing and stuff. It was very surreal.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was cool though. It was very cool. Yeah. So, but it was a bit lackluster compared to previous years, I do have to say.
What do you think about, did you go to White Nights? Did you avoid it like I did? What was your White Night experience? 0427JOY949. Or you can email us on air@joy.org.au.
Yeah, tell us, did you go? And if you didn't go, why not? Maybe you hated it last year or thought it was a waste of time, and maybe you went this year and didn't enjoy it either, or maybe you had a good night. Like, we were sort of in the middle. We sort of, you know, it was okay for us.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go because we hated it. It was just the thought of getting into the city and crowds and...
Yeah.
But
that in and of itself can be quite stressful, that time of night as well. It's like, oh, do I want to go out and walk around for 4 hours?
And me and I had a good night anyway.
Yeah, of course you did.
A different night.
We're talking about White Night over the weekend, and whether you enjoyed it or not. Now, many people shied away from White Night and didn't bother going.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's exactly what I did. We just went to a restaurant out west yeah. where we live, close by to where we live. So we actually got a cab and the whole thing. We didn't have a problem getting a cab, which I thought we might have because it was White Night. But and yeah, just went local and had dinner, and we went to a local bar, which was kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, the city was packed for White Night itself. I mean, and I think the thing is, though, Ryan, is they're talking about now, they're saying that there might not actually be funding for White Night moving forward. Like, apparently even this year was a maybe. Last year when they looked at it, like May last year or something, they were talking about it. And now they've said that maybe next year could quite possibly be the last one they do, because it is quite costly to run the city overnight and have all these amazing big artworks and projections and things running all night. Like, it's...
Oh, it would be a shame, because it's become a thing now. It's like,
it's,
you know,
a thing.
Well, you know, it becomes an annual
event. It's a Melbourne
thing. It's a Melbourne tradition now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 4 years in, but I think it's still a tradition. And it's unique. It's one of those unique things. I mean, you know, they're saying that it was like... was it 580,000 people?
Yes.
So, you know, that's a whole lot of people.
Sure.
It's all right.
Absolutely. I imagine that it would be good for the city in terms of those places to stay open all night for food and stuff like
well,
that.
Exactly.
And the vendors and just generally, like, to have people's artwork displayed in such a large audience wouldn't happen very often as well. So,
yeah. And, you know, compared to Sydney where you've got Black Night... Because everyone turns off their lights because there's nothing open.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's every night in Sydney.
Every night in Sydney,
yeah, constantly.
Exactly.
So, yeah, White Night. Hopefully they keep doing it. I'll probably go next year. I'll probably go every year till it stops, I reckon. It's all right.
I might go again next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, I want to talk about something that you have a, in my opinion, a very strange... close relationship with your ex.
Well, it's not strange, really.
To you?
No, not to me, because, I mean... look, I mean, I've been with my current partner 8 years now.
Yeah.
All right, so it's been a while.
Sure.
And I was with my previous partner for 7 years. So that was quite a long relationship.
Yeah.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong, when we broke up, I didn't speak to him for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, it was that sort
of...
gap. There was a gap. But now I'm... like, because he moved to Melbourne. I moved to Melbourne a couple of years ago. And when... but in that time, after the 3 years, we started talking. We became friends again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think that that's that strange for exes to become friends.
Well, no. Because, I mean, you would have, obviously, when you got together, found things about each other that you liked.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And that, I mean, having a relationship is like having a best friend or a very close friend.
And there were reasons that we were together for so long. I mean, it wasn't just a overnight thing. It wasn't a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I haven't become friends with any of my other exes, which, I mean, you know. But, no, it's just...
which, you know.
It's, and, look, I mean, and this weekend, my partner had a work function on Friday night, and I had tickets to... the opera.
Yeah.
And we went to the opera together. Because
so you took your ex on a date?
Well, no. It wasn't a date.
Wow.
It was like, he was a plus one.
Okay, sure.
And then on Saturday, well, and then the funny thing was that obviously because then David's partner, my ex's partner, was free on Friday night, he got in contact with my current partner and said, oh, are you free? And he wasn't. But then they arranged to do something on Saturday night. For White Night.
Right.
Well, not the anti-White
Night. To hang out.
And so we went and had dinner on Saturday night as well. So,
yeah.
I have to admit that occasionally I get strange looks because it was my ex's birthday 2 weeks ago. And I said to someone at work, oh, I've got to go and get a present for my ex. And they were like, oh, really? You're friends with your ex? And I was like, yeah, that isn't everyone. And he was like, no.
Well, maybe it's the way you say it. Like, maybe when you say to people you're going to go hang out with your ex, maybe at this point you should say, I'm going to go get a present for my friend. You know, why do you have to say your ex, you know? By saying to people that don't even know, oh, I'm going to go do this with my ex or hang out with my ex, that kind of makes it a thing.
Well, I suppose...
like, it was a long time ago. It was, like, 10 years ago, right?
Well...
pretty much, you were together?
9 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so at this point, and they're your friends now, is it still like, I'm going to go hang out with my ex? Because ex has sort of negative connotations to it.
Oh, see, I don't think of it like that.
But,
I don't think of it as a negative connotation. It's just who he is.
Yeah, but he's your friend now.
Well, yes.
Isn't that more important than the fact that he's your ex?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose.
Maybe you should start changing the way you say it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because I say, when I say my ex, right, I say it in a very negative way. When I talk about exes, I'm like, oh yeah, my ex. Like I don't think of them as a friend, so instead of being a friend, they're an ex, basically,
maybe,
right?
Maybe I'm just a loving, caring person.
Whilst people that, that's not true. People that I am still so in touch with that are ex-partners and stuff, I don't say they're my ex, I say they're my friend. I say, oh, my friend blah, or my friend this. I don't say my ex, you know what I mean? Because they're friends now. They're not. The fact they were an ex is not the main part of them that's in my life. They're a friend.
But that's their relationship with me. That was their That was like, you know, I don't know. What do you
I'm not saying you're incorrect. Technically, you're accurate.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, if people look at you funny, maybe you don't say it's my ex. And maybe you don't care how people look at you,
I don't care. No,
And you shouldn't, because why would you?
No.
But at the same time, though, like, you know, I think it is weird.
All right, what do you think? Because I kind of disagree with Luke on this one. What do you think about exes? Should they be in your life? Should you banish them forever?
And if they are in your life after a long time, do you still refer to them as the ex and your ex? This is my ex. I'm going to buy a present for my ex. Because that's...
Why not? You know, why not? I don't know. I'm
I think it's weird.
I'm not with you on this one. I don't think it's weird.
Let us know. SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Tell us what you think about exes, whether they should or shouldn't be in your life. And if they are, how do you refer to them? Do you refer to them as your ex all the time?
Or
even after 10 years? Or do you say they're a friend, like a normal person? Let us know. Tell us.
That's not normal.
Here on JOY 94.9.
We're talking about exes and...
And oddly enough, that song was Songs I Can't Listen To by Neon Trees, based on a breakup. Well, I didn't plan that.
No,
I didn't plan it.
We didn't plan it at all.
But it was great.
But we've had a couple of messages in, but I think this one from Blair actually sums it up. Blair says that her ex is her best friend, and saying he's an ex is fine. Sorry, I shouldn't have said he, because I don't know if it, Blair's a boy or a girl.
They said it.
They said it. It shows you had a deeper connection once upon a time. It also shows others that you don't need to be bitter and twisted post-breakup. Oh, and believe me, hold it. But for those 3 years, I was bitter and twisted.
Yeah, there was a bitter and twisted period of time.
There was. I'm not saying I wasn't bitter and twisted, because I think there's always a bit of that. But no, and look, I mean, though, I think that's a testament of how we've both grown since that period of time.
Yeah, but so you say, so when you say your ex to people, that's because you want to show that you had a deeper connection with him?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh. I think that's actually true. It's like, because I do have a connection. It's like,
of course you do.
You know,
you have to after being together for 7 years.
Well, that's right.
I mean, and then, you know, not all breakups are bad, obviously, but I mean, you know, I've got exes that I'm friends with, and I have exes that I'm not friends with. You know, it's just the way it goes. I have some exes where I don't know if they're alive or dead. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And I have exes who I do see on a relatively regular basis through, I mean, one of my exes is on your show, The Woods.
The Woods, yes,
James.
Exactly.
You know, we were together for a short period of time, but, you know, at the time we loved each other, and I reflect back on that, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay, whatever. Yeah.
And look, I mean, I'm not in touch with any of my other exes. I mean, none have been as significant as 7 years, but, you know, I had a 3-year relationship with someone who I'm definitely not in touch with. Mainly that's because he was a closeted alcoholic, but that's another story.
Two good reasons.
Yeah, two good reasons. And, you know, my first boyfriend lives in Germany, so I don't really have a lot. I'm not really in touch with him anymore.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
So it sort of depends. I mean, for me, I guess, you know, I sort of, my take on it is I sort of leave the past in the past.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, referring to James, for example, we were together like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, to refer to him now as an ex is just kind of, it's weird. Like, I don't, you know, he's a friend now. I don't see him as an ex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, the relationship's evolved to a friendship, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's why I don't think about the term ex as a thing to use, I guess. Yeah. But someone who I'm not friends with anymore and not in touch with, that's someone I'd refer to as an ex. Because how else would I refer to them? You know, they're not a friend, so they must therefore be something. Well, they're an ex. That's how I know them. That's the reason why I know they exist, because they're an ex.
I think
that's kind of my way of thinking.
I just think we think about that term differently. That's all.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I do.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Brecky Bears on Joy 94.9.
6 minutes past eight here on the Brecky Bears, and this hour on the show, we're going to be talking to you about I'm going to ask a question, actually, in the modern age that shouldn't have to be asked, but still, what do you do when you lose all your electricity?
Exactly.
Scary.
It hasn't happened to me for a long time.
Spooky stuff.
Look, just quickly, I just want to say a big congratulations to someone who I know from the Joy Studios from a little while ago, Jonathan Duffy, who was a comedian, cabaret performer around town, moved to Reykjavik in Iceland last year. Over the weekend, he is involved with the Icelandic Eurovision contestant this year.
Right.
He did the video. He produced the video for what's her name again? It's Greta Sloan. Hear Them Calling is the name of the song. He's going to Eurovision with the Iceland team.
Right.
So congratulations, Jonathan.
So that song got picked to go to the Iceland Eurovision song.
It did. Yeah. And like he did the video for her and everything, and part of that team. So
nice.
Huge, huge congratulations. And I have to say, I love the song as well.
One of our sisters.
Yes, I've listened to all the songs that have been released so far.
Shock.
And, well, there's only been about 12. but this one is by far my favourite so far.
Well, there you go.
So, well done, Jonathan.
Something happened to me yesterday, Mark.
What? What happened to you, Luke?
It's so upsetting. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was so scared. So, last night, after we'd had dinner, thankfully.
Yeah.
Basically, the power in our house went out.
Ooh.
Gone. Just dropped out of nowhere, right?
I haven't had that happen to me in years.
Yeah, it was about 8 p.m. And it all just dropped. We were like, oh, okay. And, you know, I don't know why my power company must have my phone number, but they messaged me saying the power's out. We're onto it. I got a text.
Oh. That's weird.
It is weird, isn't it? It's like, your street is out of power, stay tuned kind of thing. Like, oh, okay.
Ah.
And then we got another text saying it's back on at 1 a.m.
Well, that's a couple of hours, wasn't
it? Wow. Well, it was started at 8 p.m., so it was like 5 hours. By that point, we're going to be in bed, so we're like, oh, what do we do? I found it interesting because, you know, we're so reliant on electricity nowadays and on, like, television and streaming services and internet and
computers and gaming and games. Yeah.
And especially in our household, like we watch a lot of TV. I obviously play a lot of video games. So when the power goes out, it's like, crap, what do we actually do? Like, literally, what can we do?
Oh my God, we have to talk to each other.
Oh, we love talking to each other. But yeah, it was just odd. We sort of looked at each other and went, oh, okay, so that's interesting. We're in the middle of watching an episode of something as well, which is always annoying when it drops.
It's like,
15 minutes in, you're like, come on. So we ended up going outside. It was still light out. So we went outside, we were playing with the dogs and stuff, and then we sort of thought, well, I guess we could, like, clean and tidy, because we put it off. We didn't want to do much because we were still recovering from White Knight.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, I guess we can tidy. So we tidied the house a little bit and, like, mopped the floors and, like, cleaned the bathroom. We just randomly did chores because it was like, well, what else are we going to do?
Well, maybe it was a good thing that the power went out.
Well, I was saying to Matt, I was like, this should happen more often. Like, once a month the power can go out. That's our designated cleaning time.
Yeah. It's like, can we have the power off now, please? It's like, yeah, we need to. It's getting dirty again.
Yeah. But it got me thinking, you know, it's like, you know, really, what do you do when the power's out? Like, if it's while you're asleep, it's fine, obviously. And even during the day, at least it's light out, you can do stuff. But once it got dark.
Well, there's one obvious answer.
Well, It's true, there's that as well.
Yeah, no one can, it's good as radio, no one can see our raised eyebrows.
Like, well, well, sometimes, you know, you have to prepare for that sort of thing, so you can't just jump in. It was funny, and it was just weird sitting in the dark, and we found some candles and had them, and it was very strange, and it reminded me of when I was a kid, and blackouts happened quite frequently when I was a kid, down where we used to live in Mount Eliza. Blackouts to be a regular occurrence, and Mum had like a plan in place. She had all these candles she'd get out. It was quite a clear production. Like, blackout happens, here's what we do. We get the candles, it's all part of the process.
But did you used to do, like, play card games or board games or something? Or,
I think so. I think card games and stuff, yeah, pretty much. Just, or chess or something. Like, we just sit and do stuff. And I guess you can do that now as well, play some board games. But also, candlelight's not the best for some board games where there's lots of text and dialogue nowadays.
It would have to be a simple one, yeah.
Very simple, yeah. So it got me thinking, like, what would we do during a blackout if it happened again? You know, now I'm thinking about it. Should we have a plan of something we can do that's ready to go?
Well, maybe we should get some suggestions. And while we're getting suggestions, I reckon we should offer up some pancakes.
That sounds fantastic.
So this is going to be a pancake power voucher valued at $25, of course.
Yeah.
Give yourself that special treat. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlor. Sweet, savoury, your choice. Lovely. Thanks to Pancake Parlor. Now, you can't have won a prize in the last 7 days. You've got to be a Joy member.
And all we want you to do is message in and tell us suggestions of things you can do during a blackout.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Well, or by candlelight.
Yeah, by candlelight, yeah.
How romantic.
What could you do? And, I mean, you know, I know we're so reliant on things like our phones, but I'd like to think you wouldn't sit there on your phone the whole time.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Could,
I guess you could.
You could ring a loved one. That would be something to do. You could ring your mum.
You could ring your mum, exactly.
You okay, mum? We've got a blackout. How are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're asking the question, what do you do in the blackout?
Yeah, so because last night I was minding my own business, watching television, as you do, and out of nowhere, lights went out, everything cut out, the whole power went out, you know, and we went out into the street to see if it was just us, and then as we went out into the street, the neighbours across the road came out into the street to check the same thing, and they were like, yeah, blackout, yep, whole street, okay, cool. Not just us, definitely everyone. So.
Everyone.
The lovely older Vietnamese gentleman from next door who didn't speak a lick of English popped over and was looking in and seeing if we had power. And I went out and said, no power. And he sort of went, what? No power. And tried to communicate very ineffectively.
Oh,
he must be 80-something. He's really cute.
Okay.
But yeah, so power now. We were talking before about what do you do when the power goes out? Like, any suggestions? Because we ended up cleaning and doing housework, which is very strange.
Yes.
But yeah, like things that you can do when there's no power, when you can't watch television and do stuff like that.
Well, Megan's channeling a bit of Sia. She reckons you could swing naked from the chandelier singing show tunes.
Well, obviously, you know, good on you, Megan, for having a chandelier in your house. That's pretty
impressive. Well, I don't think you need the power to go out to do that either.
Well, true, but you know what, though? If you have windows, though, and you're swinging naked from the chandelier with the power on...
That's true.
You know, you're probably having the lights out probably is a good motivator.
Maybe your
neighbours
might be a bit shocked if they see that, yeah.
Or your housemates, you know. Yeah. At least if the lights are out, they can't see you. I guess you could do it without them knowing, right?
Yeah. And Serena says, play hide and seek. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Get your inner child back and have some fun.
I'm too big. I don't fit in anything. Like, to hide, you know, like it's...
You could go back in the closet.
it's so funny. No, I don't have any closets that I'd fit in either. I'm too tall for all this stuff, you know. I think I try and hide from my dogs when I get home from work and they find me so easily because I'm so large.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. There could be other things you could do, I suppose. Like, you know, you could do, like, yeah, like you said before, Mark, you play card games.
Well, yeah, I'd be, you know, we play a lot of board games, but we've got some simple board games that we could play, like card games.
Yeah.
Like love letters.
And, yeah, some more like basic ones.
Basic
don't require a lot of text and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, because if you had to read text in... Well, you've got everyone's got their phone. They could get the light on their phone.
Yeah, I guess. We have candles and stuff, but I just think it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Still not too hard. Especially Sunday night at like 8, 9pm, which is when it was. Like at 9pm on a Sunday night with work the next morning and with radio... The next morning at 6 a.m.
Exactly.
At that stage, you're not thinking, let's play a board game. You're thinking, oh, man, I was like one more episode away from going to bed, you know.
And then you were having a marathon or something, and it's like,
you know, just
halfway through the last episode. No,
you know, when you're sitting there and you're like, one more episode, then we'll go to bed, you know. Yeah. And you can't do that when the power's out. You don't have that timer.
No.
So
exactly.
I'm not like an adult enough to like have my own timer. I need to have like something that's triggering me to go to bed.
But if it's on, see, I'm a little prepared for that stuff because I always have my tablet on charge. So I could still watch. Oh, no, I couldn't. Because I was just thinking I could still watch something on iTunes or something. But I couldn't because my power would be out, so my modem would be out.
You wouldn't have data.
No.
Exactly. See, you'd be stuffed as well.
I'd have to play games on the tablet.
Let us know what you would do during a blackout. If you do, go into the draw to win a $25 Pancake Parlour voucher. Get in touch with us. We're giving away this Pancake Parlour voucher very shortly, $25 voucher. If you're a Joy member and haven't won a prize in the last 7 days, just tell us what you would do if there was a blackout and you had to do something other than like watch TV and do other stuff like that. So the lights are gone. What do you do?
Yeah, like Angela wants some Rumpy Pumpy.
Some Rumpy Pumpy?
That's what she said. She wants some Rumpy Pumpy.
Is that like a type of roast? I'm not sure.
I don't know what it is.
I do like a good good steak. Myself.
Clueless.
Chris has also messaged in saying, what about pancakes or marshmallows by a backyard fire?
I think that's a great idea, as long as it's not a fire ban.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You know,
responsible. Yeah. But yeah, you can do a little outdoor fire and do marshmallows.
Well, it's like Craig from Oak Park also said, he'd stargaze, which is great.
Stargaze? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go out and have a look at the stars.
Yeah. You know. Well, why not?
Catch Nothing a shooting star, put it in your pocket. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Coming back in just a moment, we're going to get stuck into Robbie. I'm going to have Robbie coming in to talk about this week's episode of Barely Believable.
He's married.
I barely believe I just said that. Here on Joy 94.9, 22 minutes to 9. Try and push the friggin' button. It's not working.
Try it again. No, try it again. No, it's not working. The button's not working. Oh, my God.
That's really upsetting.
You're going through space and time.
No. You have to give me a second now because I can find it if you give me a second.
Oh, can I?
Quick, kill time. Do the competition.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're doing competition right at the moment. Basically, what we're doing is if you're in a blackout, right, and you... What would you do in a blackout? Robbie, what would you do in a blackout?
Certainly not Rumpy Pumpy, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. And
thank you for the clarification.
Thank you for
there,
the
on what Rumpy Pumpy
is.
Yeah,
Angela, I have to say, we did actually know what it was. But thank you for the clarification anyway. I think, we have got another one. Gary from Brunswick said, a blackout? Text friends and go and visit them, especially if they have the power on. That's a good one.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Get in touch with us and tell us what you would do. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind,
telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination.
That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
It's so dramatic.
I know, right?
I'm so glad we found that. We couldn't do a Barely Believable without that setup.
No, I know.
It's so important.
It's so important. It wouldn't be
the
same.
Right,
yeah.
I wouldn't be in the right frame of mind.
How you going, Robbie?
Good, thank you, boys. How are you?
Good, good. What have you got for us today?
Today we're travelling somewhere we haven't travelled before.
Ooh.
India.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yep.
They've got a lot of strange things in India.
Yeah. We're going to put them up with Japan and Spain.
They're
certainly a wealth of Barely Believable. Now, specifically, we're going to the Tamil communities in southern India for a Hindu festival known as Thaipusam.
Ooh.
Thaipusam is also celebrated in other Tamil communities around the world, such as Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Mauritius, South Africa, Indonesia and Thailand, but we're going to focus on Indonesia's special way of celebrating Thaipusam.
Oh, okay.
Now, the purpose of the festival is to pray to God to receive his grace so your bad traits are destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough,
yes.
But, of course, it's the way they do that is barely believable. And this one's not for the squeamish, so...
Ooh. So here's a warning.
Here's a warning. Block your ears if you're a little bit squeamish.
Oh.
All right, the god that they're praying to is called Murugan. Murugan is the Hindu god of war.
Okay.
Murugan's history is long and complicated. I learned a lot about Murugan over the last couple of days that I probably never needed to know. All you need to know is that he's represented by a spear.
A spear. Okay. It's a spear, right? I got that.
Right.
Tamil spear. Yes.
Good. So, to prepare for Thai Pusam, devotees cleanse themselves through prayer and fasting for 48 days. So, the build-up's not much fun.
I don't like the way this is going.
No. 48 days?
I think I know what's going to happen and I'm not liking it. Keep going.
They eat only simple, pure food once a day, which I'm out.
I'm out. Yeah.
And on the day of the festival, it's time for them to undertake the burden dance.
Oh, no.
Now, it's got the word dance in it, but gosh, it's not fun. Devotees shave their head and begin a pilgrimage along a set route while undertaking various burdens. These range from simply carrying heavy pots of milk on their shoulders to, and here's a Monday morning term for you, mortification of the flesh.
I thought this was where it was going. What does mortification of the flesh mean?
Now, again, I've seen some great photos over the last few days that have kept me awake at night, but some pierce their cheeks. Now, I'm not talking about piercing the skin on it. I'm talking about spears through one cheek and then out through the other cheek.
Your friends are into that.
Me, I know.
Go on. It is probably a market for some of this. Their tongue, straight through their tongue. Oh. Stick their tongue out of their mouth. And other body parts of their skin. I've seen large contraptions attached to, you know, hundreds of different anchor points on the skin.
Oh.
So, with the blessing said to increase with the more pain you put yourself through, so the target here is actually to hurt yourself as much as you can.
Oh, my God.
Acts such as pulling heavy pots and reportedly even tractors from hooks in the skin are not uncommon.
Yep.
Isn't that fun?
Oh.
So we're all heading to Thai Pusam this
No, weekend? We're not. That's one place I'm not going. That's not... No.
I have some friends who would love it there, though. literally.
We do have a common friend who likes to do the hooks and
stuff. I hate stuff like that. It freaks me out, though, yeah.
It's pretty intense. And these guys don't look like they're having a whole lot of fun, but, you know, they're doing their bit.
There you go.
Oh, Robbie. Oh, okay.
Thank you very much, you. Robbie.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. Yeah,
I do love that you've made Mark feel sick.
But I did. I have to admit, I didn't know that one either. You got me again.
Got Mark again.
Got me again.
Yes.
Right. One of these days, you're going to say one, and I know it. I'll know it.
We're going to go and find Mark a bucket. Before we do, though, in terms of what you'd do in a blackout, Gary says you'd text friends and go and visit them, especially if they have the power on.
Yeah, I said one a second ago.
Use your friends. Why not? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's what you did because I was distracted by the
you're right,
thing.
Yes.
Also, Anne said she would light candles and take a bath.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's lovely. Yeah. And Ken also said he would go to the gym if there was a blackout.
No.
So, Ken, you are not my person. Like,
it's all in the name of the show. It's Brecky Bears.
I would definitely not do that. Yeah, we're about food and being overweight. That's our thing.
Yeah, no, so, not going to the gym.
Last chance to get your entries in, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Tell us what you do during a blackout. Go into the draw to win a $25 pancake parlor voucher. Robbie, we'll see you next week for more Barely Believable.
Maybe something a bit uplifting next week.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try.
All right, can you? Okay, so try for me. Yeah,
less of the mortification.
Yeah.
Word of the day here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
We've got to wrap it up, almost.
Almost.
There's 10 minutes to go. But
so let's give away these damn pancakes. Thank you, everyone who messaged in today. Lots of great ideas. I think next time there's a blackout, I'm going to channel all you lovely people and steal some of your ideas. So thank you.
You know what to do now.
I know what to do. Yeah. I appreciate that very much.
Exactly.
But there has to be a winner. So we've picked a winner out of those randomly. And
put it in the randomizer.
We have. And so the winner of the $25 pancake parlor voucher is...
It's Chris from Carnegie.
Yay! Congratulations, Chris.
Chris. And now, Chris basically said that he'd roast some marshmallows in the backyard, which I think is a great idea.
It's a wonderful idea. I might set up a fire pit just so I can do that.
And get some marshmallows.
Yeah.
Because I don't have marshmallows in the house.
Just handily, just like in the cupboard, just already there to go.
Ready. you could get a blackout kit and have marshmallows in it.
You could do that.
And a pack of matches.
I guess.
And just roast them under a match.
Sure, whatever you want to do, Mark.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and show's almost over. A bit more music before we run away. And thanks again to Robbie for another Barely Believable, although a bit
full
on.
It was creepy this week.
A bit full on for a Monday morning, I have to say,
that's
Robbie.
Right. That was all right.
Maybe good. A bit more...
It was unusual.
Lollipops and rainbows and stuff like that.
And unicorns.
And unicorns. All the good stuff. All the warm and fuzzies for next week, possibly.
Yes, please.
Yes. So it's almost time to wrap it up. Luke the Wonder Cub here. Big Bear Mark has had to run out of the studio. Has a very important meeting, important adult stuff. So he's gone. Coming up next, guys, keep on listening, of course. Scotty T is going to be taking you through to midday with Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. So keep listening to Joy. Make sure you check that out. He assures me there's some great tunes coming your way. Also, of course, the news coming up shortly for you at 9 o'clock with the wonderful Anthony. Thank you again for popping in, Anthony, and doing the news today. Now, also this week, I have to say, on the Woods, this Thursday at 9 p.m, it is the Bear Show here on Joy 94.9. Mark assures me there is some fantastic bear stuff happening on the show. So make sure you listen in once again, 9 p.m. on Thursday to the Woods. Also, this Saturday, Critical Hit on Joy 94.9, 3 p.m. this Saturday. It is my video game show. I'm going to be talking about whatever Kev wants to talk about. My co-host, he's going to be running the show because I will be in Sydney at Australia's first ever LGBT Gaming Expo, GX Australia. If you are there in Sydney this weekend, let me know. It'd be great to see you there at the expo. Lots happening around the place. Also on top of that, next Monday, I'll still be in Sydney. So Mark is going to be doing this show with the wonderful Robbie, your favourite Cub reporter from Barely Believable. So Robbie is going to be there taking you through all the craziness as always. So next Monday, make sure you listen in. Of course, the Brekkie Bears, 6:30 until 9. I'll be back the following week. As always, make sure you enjoy your week. Weather's going to be quite hot, so keep cool. Stay out of the sun if you burn like me with my very fair skin. And like I said, keep listening to Joy. Scotty T coming up for you very shortly. And as always, here on the Brekkie Bears, we do hope that we've helped to make your Mondays and the start of your week just that little bit more bearable. Check out our podcasts as well. And do the right thing. Keep Joy on your radios. It is now time for the news, and you enjoy the rest of your week.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.